Hi guys, it's Adam from the Authentic Sales Training Academy. I hope you're having an amazing day. Today I wanted to talk to you about buyer's remorse and what buyer's remorse actually is and how buyer's remorse comes about in transactions with organizations and people. So when we're understanding what buyer's remorse is, I mean, I want you to think about this. Have you ever experienced buyer's remorse yourself? Have you purchased something and then gone away and thought to yourself later, why did I do that? What was the reason for that? Or, I really didn't want that. I really didn't need that. And I'm not sure why I did that. We've all done it, right? The reason for that is because people are, you know, they're selling to us all the time. We are constantly sold to. It doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but you are always being sold to. And that's why most consumers are starting to switch off. They're starting to disengage from all the companies that are out there promoting their products and services because they're sick of being sold to. And we all know when we're being sold to, right? You know, when you're walking into a room, if there's somebody there that's selling to you or selling at you, it's not a great feeling. So buyer's remorse is essentially when we buy on emotion and then we justify that decision with logic, okay? So when we're buying on emotion, what all really good salespeople and sales companies have done is that they've worked out how to juice someone up, how to get them really emotionally involved and really emotionally engaged. And they're using a lot of subconscious hypnotic messaging and in that sales process. You know, can you see yourself doing this? And how do you feel about that? And could you imagine this? And what do, all this stuff that's really getting people excited to the point where they're, you know, going to make a buying decision. So they get them all juiced up. They're all excited. They're ready to buy. And then they go for the kill and they close the deal. And those people grab whatever it is that they've been sold to and they walk away and say, thanks so much, that was amazing. But then they think about it an hour later or half an hour later or a day later. And when they've got time to come back down to earth, they're starting to work out what just happened. I went on this journey and they took me to this place and I got really excited about it. But why am I not that excited about it now? I'm starting to resent the fact that I actually purchased that and I now have remorse for what I've just done. So if you've been in a situation like that where that's happened to you, I'm pretty sure everyone has, I want you to think about whether you're putting yourself in that situation where you're doing that to your customers or your clients. And if you are doing that to your customers and clients, and that's how they're feeling after you've made the sale, what do you think is going to start happening to your reputation? What do you think is going to start happening to your business? It's only going to go down, right? And then you're going to find yourself constantly having to remarket and constantly having to re-promote and constantly having to re-prospect for another customer that you can sell to. Unfortunately, that's a trap, and that's going to get you into a situation where you have no long-term sustainability. Now, we are coming into a recession, and I actually was listening to a podcast today with Robert Kiyosaki. If you don't know who Robert is, he wrote the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. Robert's talking about a depression, and they're starting to look at what's going on now to what was happening back in the 20s. Scary things could be looming, right? We already know that America is in a recession. Australia is normally 6 months behind, so it's coming. So if we are moving into a recession and how we operate is from a place of next, 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 close, 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 customers walking away from us feeling disempowered, disengaged, unimpressed, upset, all that stuff, guess whose business will fall over first? It will be yours if that's how you operate. So we want to move away from doing things with the wrong intention to doing things with the right intention so that our customers never experience buyer's remorse. if they don't experience buyer's remorse, remember this. This is really important. I'm going to share with you something now. People in a sales or a business environment are not going to remember what you said to them, but they will remember how you made them feel. I'm talking to you, right? How you made them feel throughout that transaction. Now, if they walk away excited and all their emotions are up here, that's great. But if they walk away and their emotions drop all the way down to here and they have resentment, then that is all they will remember. You sold me this. I'm really pissed off. End of story, right? That person is now gone. They are gone forever. They will never speak highly of you. They will never recommend you, and they will never ever refer to you, okay? So if we're moving into times where money's going to be tight, an area like buyer's remorse is something that you can eliminate from your business today to put you in great stead moving forward tomorrow. Why is this important? The cost of a new client versus the cost of a repeat client is 5 times as much. It costs you 5 times as much in marketing to get a new person into your business than it does to retain and repeat sell. So imagine if your cost per sale for a normal sale is $500. It's going to cost you 5 times that every single time to get another person in versus what it will cost you to keep the person that you've got. Referral sales. The person that keeps rebuying from you is the person that will keep referring to you. Do you want to have a business where you're constantly smashing and grabbing and just trying to get a quick fix? Or do you want a long-term solution to what's going on so that you have a business that lasts forever? Repeat business, referral business. Repeat business, referral business. Repeat business, referral business. Much, much better way to operate. None of those people will ever experience buyer's remorse from you because you're acting within integrity. You're working with the right intention. Your value is to be of service to them, not for what you can get for yourself. And when you come from that space, your sales will go through the roof. You will close more deals. People will feel more comfortable. You will build more trust. You will have more rapport. You will have a stronger bottom line. And that is the reason that we're in business to begin with. Make more money so that we can be of more service to the greater good of humanity. So I hope you got some great tips from that. If you want to jump onto a strategy call with me, you can definitely do that through my website. You can book a call in. We can have a look at what's going on, talk about your top 3 sales issues, and I can definitely give you some solutions towards that. If you're looking for a sales strategy call, we can do that as well. Or just join this Facebook group, share the content out onto your personal platforms, do whatever you want to do so that we can get this message out, because through the ripple effect, we will make a difference to the lives of so many more people. I wish you guys an amazing day on planet Earth. If I can ever be of service to you, please reach out. I'm always here and always accessible, and you make it a great day because you deserve it. Take care. We'll see you soon.